Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Steinwade podcast in 10. Here I am with the fabulous Jack James with a microphone in his hand. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good,
Matt. Excellent. Here we are. Another podcast.
Another podcast.
Jack's phone. Jack's forever got headphones in his ears. Does it sound different in the world when you got them off?
Oh, it's a bit different, a little bit
lander. Well, he's got them on. All right. I want to talk today. I really want to think about people, like, think about these things. Stuck in a rut, overweight, not enough money, poor results at work, unhappy in general in life. The reason that those things happen, and quite often people want to change. They want to change things. How do I get more money? Or how do I create better results at my work? And they start looking at, like, let's talk about work. That's a good one to talk about. Because, like, everyone sort of goes into the day. Some people will be killing it at work. Some people won't be. But if you're in a bit of a rut at work, like your results aren't flowing, it's a bit sort of like grindy almost. Mm. You can get so distracted looking on the, like, outside. So what your competition is doing, someone else is doing really well and you're not, can make you feel a bit like, almost a bit
why
like...
Why aren't I there?
Pardon?
Why aren't I there?
Yeah, I'm jealous in a way. Mm. Yeah. Is it ever going to happen for me? What do I need to do? Am I missing something? Like, I'm working hard, but, like, what's the thing? You know, why is it not really flowing to me? I want people to stop looking on the outside and look at yourself first and understand this statement. If there's one statement I want you to stick in your mind, that's, I want you to understand this, that you are exactly in the perfect place. That's not a statement, is it? I'm not even saying it right. But you are exactly in the space that you've created. Mm. Exactly. Energetically. So if you want something to change outside, you have to shift the inside first.
Inside.
If you're overweight and you're listening to this, and I was just telling you before, Jack, I've got a little bit of extra around my belly at the moment. Not a lot, but a bit. You can feel it. I've got to shift that. Mm. But I'm used to feeling how I am. Like, I like abs. Like, yeah. I work quite
hard on
you're
it.
With me a lot, so I'm concentrate on what I eat. And I see myself with abs. Mm. And when it's not there, it feels odd to me.
Yeah, it's a bit foreign.
That's exactly right. You actually get in a space where you feel comfortable, believe it or not.
You do.
And then, yeah. And that sort of train of energy, train of thought, habits take you to there. Mm. So if you're listening to this right now and you don't have enough money, money is like a little bit almost avoiding you in a way. You cannot generate money without slowly feeling more abundant or slowly feeling wealthier. And I don't mean you, all of a sudden you start to think you're a billionaire and $1 billion is going to come and hit you on the head. It may, but it's a slow progression. And that's what people need to realize. It's slow. It takes time.
Accumulate that wealth.
Well, accumulate that wealth, but actually to feel like that first. Because you can't go from having $10,000 in debt on credit cards and whatever else to all of a sudden feeling abundant and $50,000 in the surplus. It doesn't happen like that. But what you can do is start getting ease around it. And ease is a very powerful place, like really powerful. When you actually focus on external stuff that doesn't feel good, you don't feel ease. You actually feel like it's difficult, it's torn, it's stretched. Like, why is that?
Like, you know, like, pressure, yeah.
There's a great saying that the Nudie Juice owner said, and he said, don't focus on your competition because you'll lose. Mm. It's true, because your focus is out there. When it's inside and internal and you feel like strong, so let's go back to the money. If you want to generate more money and you're listening to this right now, you've got credit card debt, you're trying to just keep up, sure, minimize that. Minimize your spending. Do all those practical things. But you actually need to start to feel okay.
Yeah. You feel comfortable that you're paying it off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Making progress.
Making progress. And feeling like, you know, when you feel like it feels a bit heavy when you're in debt, it feels a bit stressful in a funny sort of way. You must ease that.
Yeah.
That's the thing you must start to... And stop spending a bit. Stop doing... All those things will help you feel better. But you need to wake up every day and start thinking, oh, I actually have what I need. I've got toast. I've got dinner tonight.
I live very comfortable.
I don't need clothes. I've got enough to wear. But when you're trying to keep up with life and try and keep up with the Joneses, almost in a way, where you have to have, feel like you've got to have this car, you've got to have new clothes. It's a little bit like that thing where girls buy new clothes all the time.
Yeah, dresses and stuff.
When they go out, you know, I just can't get my head around it, because it's sort of like, if they have the money, fantastic, but I see girls do it and they don't have the money, but they'll go buy a new dress to go out. If you stop doing that and start to feel like you've got enough, you'll start to move ahead energetically. And that's what I mean about shifting the inside. Warren Buffett, when he got to $200,000, and I've said this before on a video or something, but when he got to $200,000 net worth, he actually felt like he didn't need any more. He made a decision. He didn't need any more money. He was happy. He had sufficient, didn't need any more. And that in itself is a great outline. He said that when he got to $200,000, he decided that he didn't need any more.
Wow.
Look what he's got now.
Massive.
Yeah. But when you come from that place of... don't sneeze during the podcast. When you come from that place of enough, you start to generate more. That's the funny thing about it. You need to sneeze again.
Oh,
you can sneeze if you want. But results at work are the same. Hunger is one thing, but desperate hunger is different. So if you're listening to this right now and you need to change something, something's not right in your life, I want you to look on the inside, not the outside. Stop looking at competition. Stop looking at what other people are doing. Stop even getting advice from people is hard. They can't see inside of
they
you.
They can't internally monitor what you're feeling and where you're at.
I want you to calm the river, because there's an energetic river going on right now on that subject in your life. It's flowing, and that's what you're experiencing. So if it's not enough, doesn't feel great, let's change the river. Let's get it to slow first, calm. You know, when you stand next to a river and it's really calm and glassy and beautiful, that's where you need to get it first. And then after that, you want to start moving it in a different direction, almost like you're opening a dam a little bit, and the river will start to flow. And I want you to get the river flowing in the direction that you want. And the way that you do that is start telling the story of what you want. But you must slow the river first, so it's glassy, nice, beautiful. Once you feel steady like that, I want you to start telling yourself a story of abundance. I have enough. I feel fantastic. Money's slowly flowing to me. I don't need any more right now. I'd like more. I don't need more. My job, I'm happy with my job. I can create the results that I want. Results are flowing to me. Things are getting better and better and better. That will start the stream flowing in a new direction. You can use that on any subject that you want.
You start thinking that way.
That's right. But you must steady it first. Don't try and do it when the momentum is going in a different direction that's negative. You want to slow it, get it glassy, and start flowing it in a new direction. And what will happen over time, you will start to feel the flow in the new direction, and it will start to flow so fast, then everything will find you that you want. The results will come in such speed and abundance and excellence. Don't look for them, just allow them, and your whole life will change. I want you to start looking on the inside first. Forget the outside. Use the outside of references and motivation and all that sort of stuff, but the inside is where the game will change. If you can learn to do that on any subject of your life, you will have everything that you want. See you on the next podcast.